7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Mr. Burn.
Which way? Let's go this way. All right. And here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that of course means that it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Beskers Commentary. That's right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee once again. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm kind of having a strange beginning to my day, but that's okay. Oh, and here comes Mr. Bunny hopping up the bunny trail. I spooked a bun over there, and then I went this way. He didn't know I came this way. He's in defilade, and now he's realizing, wait, I'm running towards that scary thing I was running away from. It's okay, Mr. Bun. I'm turning around. Ooh, slippery path. Okay, well, maybe this is a really bad idea. Did it rain or not overnight? I'm not sure. Anyway, here's what you need to know. It's another very, very cool day, or at least it is right now. If the sun comes out, it could be bad. Because it is very humid. And I thought this was going to be the smart place to go. But no, now it's muddy and slippery. Where are we? Well, I debated. In fact, I had planned something completely different. Not that I actually planned Dubious Goals Committee, but last night before I went to bed, I was looking at some notes. Hey, we got birds freaking out over there. What's that all about? Huh, don't see anything. You know, over the last week or so, I've written down a couple things on a list and thought, yeah, we got to get around to doing some of that action on Dubious Goals Committee. But yeah, I was looking at that last night thinking, yeah, we're going to do some of that tomorrow. But no, it turned out to be a nice cool day. It's not raining. And so yeah, we got to go outside. Now the path right here is very dry. This is weird. Alright, so I'm looking down into the creek. Oh, what's in my pocket? Oh, it's my receipt from the ATM. Ugh, I don't have any money. I'm looking down into the creek looking for stuff. Are there any dudes down there? Everything is very wet. And it's been relatively cool for a couple days. Maybe we've got some mushrooms or something to find. Or some marmots. And, here's, they've tried to close off the trail here. They've put up some red danger tape between some fence spikes. Okay, well, maybe that'll work. Maybe that'll help them out. I don't know what's going on. But it doesn't pertain to me. So I'm going to keep walking, see what we can find today. Now, some of you are probably thinking, Tobe, what are these weird subjects on this list you're telling us about? Oh, you know, weird subjects, like the flat robotic airburst, which we briefly touched on yesterday. Oh, I love the flat robotic airburst. Oh, this looks slippery. Okay, this doesn't make sense. How is this high spot wet, but this low spot is dry? It makes no sense. Ugh, and the sun looks like it's coming out. This can't be good. Alright, so we are now kind of creeping up here on the scary tree. and the tree next to the scary tree. And I'm looking for marmots around here. Any marmots in those trees? No. Any marmots on the ground near those trees? No. Any marmots in the grass? Well, if there were, you wouldn't be able to see them because the grass is very tall. But I don't see any moving grass, which leads me to believe that there are no marmots moving through the grass at this time. They could be standing still. And now I'm going to look down. Oh, here's another little bun. Hi, Mr. Bun. This little bun just hopped up onto these rocks. Hello. He's just 1, 2, 3.5 meters away from me. As I look down into the creek, oh, you can't see anything. Everything's overgrown. Everything's super green. There's grass and plants and weeds and everything everywhere. Okay, so the wildlife count today so far is 2 rabbits. 2 little bunny rabbits. And I'm looking down into the creek. I don't see any dudes. And now my shoes are getting wet. Although I am walking on a path, all the morning dew is still collected on all the blades of the little grass, and I am scooping up all of the little drops of water and depositing them on my shoes. Fun. All right, so what was I talking about? Oh yeah, the flat robotic airburst. I love the flat robotic airburst. Come on. Anyway, we got to get up here into some zone. I need to see something. I need to see something awesome. Could have looked out my windows to watch bunny rabbits. In other news, I ate a lot of egg rolls yesterday. Yeah, I had to have a little egg roll freak out because, well, that's something that needs to happen from time to time. When I was at the good store the other day, I picked up some of the little egg rolls, the little spring rolls. They're not really egg rolls, they're spring rolls. And they're the mushroom and noodle kind. Vegetables and mushrooms and noodles and nom nom nom. So I did them up the good way. There's a trick to dealing with these. And that trick is you microwave them for about a minute just to thaw them out, because yes, they are frozen. And then you put them on a baking pan and brush them with oil. You know, you bake them for like 10 minutes and they're great. And so I did that and I made 4 different sauces, including mustard, which I did not halt during its reaction. I let it run away. Yeah, run away. Marmot on a tree branch directly ahead of me. And he's running towards the tree, and now he's going to run down into his den. And now we know, I can't see the den, but I know where it is, and now we know that there's a mati in there. Okay, I'm going to sneak up here. Come on, buddy. Hang out with me. Stay on the tree so I can get a photograph of you on the tree. Where did he go? I think he has bailed out completely and is in his den. So let's get over there and see where he went. See if we can get a picture. Oh, it's super muddy and slippery right here. I'm gonna die. No. All right, where are you, buddy? Where did he go? Where did he go? Okay, see, he went flying down the tree. Doo, doo, doo. He was way out here on this branch. He wasn't very big. I'm guessing he was born this year type of guy. Oh, and I can't see where he went. And The den is right back in there. He's hiding from me now. Oh, this is good. We saw Marmot. Yay, Mati! And he was in a tree. Yeah, there's this tree that grows on the other side of the little creek here. And it's got this branch. Part of it is dead and it sticks out over the edge of the end of the creek. And yeah, Marmot. Anyway. Ugh. What else we got going on around here? I'm still looking back in there for that Mati, but he's hiding. Okay. Well, that's good. At least we know that there's marmots out and about today. Maybe we can find some more. The official wildlife count right now is 2 rabbits, 1 marmot. And now, I'm getting that. Here's a dog ball. I'm getting that sinus itch. Ugh. In my brain, or near it, brain adjacent. All right, let's sneak up on this area. Maybe there's some Matis hiding down in here. This is a traditional Mati zone. Let's check it out. Creeping up here really quietly, sneaking around, looking for the Matis. Okay, I don't see any Matis in this zone. Let's creep up here a little bit further. Where are you, Matis? Well, not immediately seeing any marmots jumping out at me. And so we're back into kind of a mushroomy zone. So let's look at the ground. Not finding any mushrooms. Ooh, there was an interesting sound over there. Something sounded like it moved through the forest over there behind me. Maybe not. Perhaps I'm just imagining things. Okay, lots of these little teeny tiny white mushrooms. We're approaching the S bend. So maybe we'll find something good up here. This used to be the zone. I mean, 2 or 3 years ago, it kind of started weaseling out. But before that, if I wanted to find mushrooms, I'd just come to this spot and there would be something, if not 5 different things. First oysters I found were on that log right there. Found eyelash cups down in there. All right, let's go over to the horizontal forest. Maybe there's some Matis. And then right here, this was a great puffball zone. This place, right here, we used to be covered in puffballs. Okay, sneaking up on the horizontal forest here. Was there anybody down here? Any Matis in here today? Wow, we got some interesting tracks though. Yeah, I can't see anything from this angle. But we've got multiple tracks on the path. We got dog tracks, but we also have possum and marmot. Possum tracks. Possum tracks are crazy. They look so funny. You'd think that's an animal that walks around in here? Yeah. That's possum feet. They have funny looking feet. All right, so I'm at the pit of despair. I'm looking down into the pit. I can see marmot holes, but I don't see any marmots. I can find in blue jay feathers. There's some angry bird up here. I don't see any wildlife. I'm gonna keep creeping up. surely there's got to be some more marmots out today. There's a lovely feather in the path. Okay, what do we got? What do we got? Not seeing any signs of any marmot action. So what we're going to do instead is come up to this mushroom zone, admire these very dead-looking oyster mushrooms hanging off this old cottonwood or whatever it is. All the mushrooms we're finding are all sogged out. Okay. Back to looking for marmots. Down in the pit. The pit of despair. Any mantis? No. I'm thinking if there's any mantis, they're up here. And they're on this side. So we need to be on the opposite side of the creek. Looking down onto this bank. All right, so let's keep moving up here. Okay, well, here's some interesting mushrooms in a tree. This is going to be an interesting shot, maybe. It's very sunny right here. There's lots of ants. And then the shadow gets on it. Alright, also there's interesting pins under here. Okay, hold on a second. It's official, we're going to take a picture of this mushroom. Click. I want to get those weird looking pins under there. There's lots of ants hanging around. I could get underneath the damn thing too, couldn't I? We need to get the... Okay, need a better angle first of all. Here's my angle. This is not the shot. I thought this would be the shot. This is not the shot. Yeah, that's terrible. Let's turn the flash on. And we'll put it in this weird mode. And now, let's try to get under this sumbitch. This is not gonna work. What am I doing? Why am I wasting my time with this? Because this is really cool looking. Flash didn't want to go off even though I turned it on. Okay, this is getting to be a pain in the ass. It's not working out. And I cannot hold this position. This is gonna make me very, very ill. All right, we got a shot underneath the mushroom. That might be cool. Let's get one from this angle. All right, I give up. If there's no good shot there, that's just too damn bad. Oh, and there's some little guys growing over here on this little log. So what is this mushroom? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I gotta keep moving. Yeah, so I'm having kind of a weird day. Probably failed to mention that. What's this? Oh no, I thought I was finding little mushrooms. Nope, I'm just finding little snail shells. And here's some cicada holes in the path. Oh, and there's a bun up here on my path. The bun says hi. I'm saying hello, Mr. Boone. He's still sitting there. I'm still approaching Mr. Bun. This is the third bun we've seen today. Hi, Mr. Bun. I'm not attacking you, but I want to sort of walk by. He's not moving. Well, don't freeze. Yeah, just... What are you doing?
What are you doing, Mr. Bun?
I was going to say, maybe Mr. Bun wants a photograph, but as soon as I turned the camera on, he turned around and he hopped up. He hopped out of sight, he came around the bend, and now he's waiting for me. Hi. Hi. 1, 2, 3. He's 4 meters ahead of me. 3.5 meters. Okay, now he's running again. He's hopping up the bunny trail. He's hippity-hoppity. Thought I heard something in the creek, but no. Okay. Oh, yeah. Mr. Bun, here he is. He just runs ahead. Hi. There you go. Get in there. That's good. I'll walk right by you now. All right. He hopped into the grass near a log with some mushrooms on it. Ooh, and I have stepped out into the sun. The little path has disgorged me onto this little service road that the park maintenance guys... Hey, wait a minute. I thought that was a dog up there. There's a deer up there. And when I say there's a deer up there, it's not in the park. There is a deer, maybe 100 yards away. White-tailed deer. He's standing, and here comes a truck. The truck is now turning toward the deer. The deer is standing in the neighborhood. We're in the back of the park where, and the guy has, the truck guy is like, there's a deer just standing here. Oh, okay, deer has turned around and is running towards me. He's coming right at me. Gotta take the flash off. I gotta deal with the camera now. Take off the... Okay, where is he? He's under the tree. Okay, he's coming right at me. He's still running towards me, kind of. Okay, he's realized that I'm here. I'm just trying to... I have snapped a few pictures. I have snapped one picture. That didn't come out. Okay. That's a she, by the way. She... has run back into the park here and is now in this little copse of trees over here, and I'm going to walk right up the path because that is going to go right up to her. Okay, let's see how close we can get to this deer. I know the deer's in there. The deer knows I'm coming. But does the deer know that I know that she's in there? And I turned off the flash when we're going back into the darkness. Okay. I'm now under canopy. Where is this? Holy crap. Right here. Hi. Hi, sweet baby. Oh, there she goes, hopping away. Hoppity, hoppity, hop. Oh, hi. All right, I'm in the little foresty area, trying to be as quiet as I can as I talk to you guys. And, yep, okay. All right, we are not going to hassle the deer anymore. But there she goes, hoppity hoppity hop, through the forest. Still sort of traveling behind the houses here. We're on the very far edge of the park. And so, there's suburban housing. And now I'm looking back to where the deer came from, right? There's people's backyards, and these people have a big white fence, and silhouetted very clearly up against that white fence is a turkey who has now just noticed me and is turning around. Hi, turkey. Okay, this is great. What have we seen today so far? 3 rabbits, a marmot, a deer, and a turkey. Awesome. All right, I'm stepping back onto this road. I think this deer may have gone humpity humpity hump. And I think the deer went up the hill. Up the hill. Yeah, probably towards the tennis center. There's You know, this park is large. It has a very big footprint. It's got all kinds of stuff on the big old property. And way over there, about a kilometer and a half, mile, is the tennis courts. There's a bunch of tennis courts. There's an ice rink over there, too. Now, I'm looking up that hill. I don't know where our deer went, but that's a good place for them to hide. As for me, I'm walking around the backside of the little creek that we always walk up. And I kind of wanted to get over there. Oh, there's another little bun right here. Hi, little bun. Four buddies. I wanted to get up there on the edge of the creek, but we can't because it's all overgrown with, I don't know, whatever the hell this plant is. With plants. Plants grew. Now they're impeding my progress. But they are also hiding buns. That bun just jumped in here. The count is four buns. One marmot, one turkey, one deer. And I've got sun on me now, and I don't like it. And I need to turn back into the forest and get some shade. Where the hell is my path? Oh, here it is. Can't even see where the path is because there's so much stuff growing. And what the hell is this? It's another bun. And this bun is just chilling out. This bun is not afraid of me. Hi, Mr. Bun. I'm going this way. Mr. Bun is just laying flat on the ground. He's a little guy. And he's got little ears. And he's right on the path. And I didn't even know it was a rabbit at first. I thought this was a ground squirrel. What's this guy doing? What are you doing, little bun? Okay, no, he's okay. He's standing up. Oh, and he just darted off to the side into the grass. There's a lot of little tiny buns. He was a little guy. All right, I gotta get into the forest here. Damn. Get out of the sun, Tobe. And we're gonna have just enough time to check this little point, this interesting geological feature of the creek right here, where we can look down, well, kind of. Are there any matis in there? I can see mati holes. But I don't see any mates. Oh, I just heard a big sound though. Damn it. I'm being loud and talking, and there was something right up here, wasn't there? Who's hanging out around here? Something was just right over here. What was in here? Was it a mate? It may have been. But I didn't hear any of that scurry, scurry, scurry I would have expected to hear. Okay, one more look into the creek. Yeah. Oh, what the hell? There's a weird big sound again. Let's keep moving up here. What is going on over here? What is happening? Is there a dude? Huh. I'm hearing a lot of very dramatic sounds. And then I'm not finding the dramatis personae. There's some birds flying around. But it's getting to be about that time. The time for me to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show in which I need to pick up a web stick right now and blop this out of the way, otherwise I can't get through. At 1930 UTC, and here's another bunny right up ahead of me. It's a five bunny day.
This is the end of the line for me.
Hi, Mr. Bunny.
The end of the line, yes?
Oh, yes, I'm following you. I'm not chasing you, I'm just going this direction. Buns. Oh. Hi, Bun Bun. He's so nice. This turned out to be a great day. Saw lots of dudes.